So that sounds like a pretty good lineup, don't you think, Mason?
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, yeah. And Dr. Amy Scrimma from is going to be in that third half hour. I think that'll be fun. Roger Beglin, and I'm pretty sure you probably know him, Laura, and Jim Marcoux. Everybody knows Jim.
Oh, he's absolutely.
Yeah, kind of. We're talking about giving and philanthropy and that type of thing, which is kind of a hard thing to do for a lot of people now because we're even kind of going into another phase of COVID, which may cause some shutdowns, which means people don't go to work or whatever it may be. I'm certainly a little stressed about that just because I don't think that's going to be good for us. But regardless of all that, that was a real good half hour, talking about those guys. It'll be a good show back there. So, and then your friend Josh from Water and Wheat. And of course, as we talked, we said we couldn't remember his name again because he's got, I do believe it's a Wix name or with maybe a Polish
just
fella.
Just call him Chef Josh.
Chef Josh. Well, I like last names when we introduce people, but Chef Josh from Water and Wheat will be here because you guys are doing something together, right?
We are. We're doing a vegan pop-up.
And can you explain what a vegan pop-up is?
Yes. He is bringing his vegan items to Nemo's. We're going to make them there. He's taking some pre-orders. And then the Nemo customers, they can order off the menu, and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. And if anybody remembers from the show previously, Laura brought in an Italian sausage sandwich that was vegan.
Even Rob Dog ate it, and it agreed with him.
I did. And you want to know what I was telling you? I think I told you this, Laura, but I don't think we told the audience about that the next day. I mean, that's all I ate that day because I didn't finish the sandwich. A little later, I ate that and didn't eat anything else. And the next day when I got up and I started getting hungry, I'm like, I was starting to search for something without meat because I almost felt guilty about eating meat, but
That's how it starts.
That lasted about 20 minutes. he made a meat pizza.
But I think everybody wants to eat a little cleaner nowadays. And
you know what? And I would have said back, I would have poo-pooed you and said, heck no, no way. But it was pretty good, and I'm with you on that. It would maybe once or twice a week to be able to eat something that would probably clean you out a little bit. How about you, Mason?
They had that meat-free Mondays you could be a part of.
I don't really want to be a part of a trend. I think maybe I would do a Tuesday, totally meatless Tuesday, or I don't know. Let's just talk about that. So get a little help there on a no meat day. Is there a better Wednesday no meat day?
I don't know why you just can't join forces with the majority. They're trying to have a movement.
I've always, exactly.
That's why.
That's because you're always, yes, if you have your movement, then you will certainly like your vegan food. So what time is that event?
It is 2 to 6 on this Sunday.
That'd be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it would.
Okay. So what's going to be happening? I mean, you guys are, what kind of food is he going to have? I know he's going to have a whole bunch of different kind of things, right?
Yeah. He's going to have the Italian sausage you tried.
Yep.
It was good.
Yeah, it was.
Chicken salad wrap.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a fried chicken.
Oh, fried chicken.
Well.
Okay. All right.
You know.
It's still the concept baffles me, but yes. Well, that sounds wonderful, and it's is there a price to anything, or is there these samples?
And he's going to go through the menu and, give us all that.
Okay.
When we talk to him at, 6:45?
Well, no, we don't start. We're on the air at 7 a.m., so we can't be talking to him 6:45. Right. So
it's very, very confusing.
It's too early
as
for me.
As far as this show.
Sorry.
You don't even know what day it is.
I don't.
And if anybody realizes we don't do the disclaimer on the show's pre-recorded, that's why this is all so confusing to every one of us right now. So on Sunday, what time is it going to start?
2:00. Till 6:00.
And Chef Josh is going to talk about vegan food. He's going to present and give education. Now, for those that will still be hungry because they didn't enjoy the vegan food as much, will there be ice cream?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
What I'm wondering is, are you going to have your little non-vegan things we could put onto the stuff, like the cheese and stuff?
I do have vegan cheese, which is
you found
excellent.
The vegan stuff.
I did. They were out of it for a while, but we got the vegan cheese.
He's not going to bring his own vegan cheese?
Well, I bought the vegan cheese this time.
Okay.
So. But he does have vegan cheese. But I also have vegan ice cream.
That's right. Vegan is not made by animals at all. So
it wasn't used by a cow. It's like from a soybean or something.
But it's still vegetarian, is it not?
Maybe a coconut.
Ice cream is vegetarian.
Maybe it's rice.
You know what? Hudsonville has their plant blessed, and it's kosher.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. Stunned.
Yeah.
Kosher ice cream. Never even would have thought about that. Is that, do they use kosher salt? Is that maybe bless it and use kosher salt?
Over the left shoulder, I think. I'm not sure.
All right. I'm certainly unfamiliar with those customs.
Oh, I know all about it. They get this rabbi guy, and he goes in. He has to bless every piece of equipment there, and they can't mix the meat and the dairy and stuff like that. And then, you know, then there's like eggs, and where do eggs fit in? Because it's not exactly meat. It ain't exactly dairy. It's all controversial.
Yeah.
People argue about it all the time.
Well, who actually makes that ultimate decision?
The rabbi, probably.
The rabbi? I mean, do they run that straight up to, like, the Pope, if it's a Supreme Court
Rob
issue?
No, Rob Dog, the Pope, he's a Catholic, and the rabbi. Hey, this sounds like a
good
joke.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, we go. That's so a crossing religions here.
A priest, a rabbi, and a altar boy going to a bar.
I'm not sure if I want you to. Yeah, I don't know if I want you to come with altar boys. I don't think we want to finish this joke.
No, that's not
going to be a good one. And I would get called to the carpet on that, and I have yet to hear Laura tell me to be careful.
Behave.
Yeah, behave. So we got about 2 minutes left. And like I said, we've got a lot of time. Anything anybody had that you wanted to talk about? Any beefs, anything like that?
Don't be talking about beef when we're doing a vegan show there, Rob Dog.
I probably will have to have some fairly soon after on Sunday. I plan on going down there. You going to go down there, Mason Dixon?
No, see, I ain't going to be in town here, Rob Dog. I'm out of this one.
Yeah, why? What's going on?
Well, I can't exactly tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell me?
It's top secret. Can't
there
tell
you. There's nothing you have in your life that's top secret.
Oh, can't tell you.
Oh, okay. Well.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he likes being on the show, and he won't tell us. And maybe that's going to have to be some leverage, because I do believe that we probably help boost his career outside of the radio show.
Well, he's got to go down south and see his people.
See, I was
going to
do that for Thanksgiving. I have a feeling
he's going to be in Grand Junction.
Oh. Well, that's pretty far away from South Haven.
Yeah, right. Colorado, maybe.
Grand Junction, Colorado. That sounds good. We could go skiing.
That actually does sound pretty good. Get away. I mean, tell you the honest truth, the mountains are beautiful any time of year, but in the winter, they're the most beautiful ever.
We got to call your snowmobile guy again. You said we'd talk on him in November, and we'd talk about us getting to go snowmobiling.
Call Rick, or I might need to put, instead of bringing you out in the steep and deep and put you up on one of those mountains, maybe I actually do the MSA and the Mesorva, and we go on a trail ride in Michigan up north.
Yeah, we can start there.
That might be a good place to start for you.
I'll pack a lunch, and maybe we'll end up in Colorado or something.
The mountains can be pretty intimidating your first few times out there, especially on a snowmobile.
They told a story about Rob Dog's first time. He about broke his neck and he crashed the sled in a parking lot.
No. That was not my first time. The first time I got on a snowmobile was with a video mic guy. I'll say his name, and I was doing Snow Trails TV. And I go over just a little bit of a ditch, and it just wobbles a bit, and I just fell off. And yeah, it was like, and I was like, well, at least it was the snow. But
was you driving?
Yeah, that was my first experience. I went exactly about 15 feet before I fell off of it. You know what? Anything that doesn't have four wheels, I have crashed it if it was a motorcycle. So I try to stick to the tracks. That actually works.
Did you ride one of them mechanical bulls when you was down in Nashville?
No.
Why not?
Because I'd end up on my head, I'm sure, and I'll twist it up and back at the chiropractor. So, but we do have to move on. But we're gonna talk about a lot of the things that the direction of the show is going to be going in, hopefully for 2021. Maybe enlist some people to be sponsors and come be part of the show, whether it's as a guest, whether it's as a commercial sponsor, or whatever they want to do. I'm certainly open to it, but as we go into 2021, if we want to expand the show and make it better, we're going to need some outside help, and we're going to call you on it today. So you guys ready? We're going to go to a break. Good for you.
Yeah,
all right. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
I wrote three songs.